Good morning. It's a bit windy, and unfortunately my previous recording failed. Wouldn't be listenable at all. Let's try. Maybe this time will be better. So it's Friday 13. Apparently it's an unlucky day. I don't think it's ever been for me. It seems to be quite pleasant so far. I had quite nice breakfast in the park, enjoying some honey with cream cheese, or cream cheese with honey, and I have a bottle that keeps the temperature of the tea inside, chamomile tea. So I'm all relaxed, in good shape, in good mood, heading towards the office to see my client. I'm doing some freelance web design work for him, and I'll probably stay there for another day, and I hope to finish this project I'm working on. Anyway, what I was going to say initially, well, you see, I'm hitting this anniversary of my first podcast. I was actually quite proud, maybe not proud, but satisfied with. I was recording it under circumstances that I think are making the podcast the most enjoyable from anything, really. Because, you see, a year ago, I've been just exactly, perhaps even on this date, I was halfway through my stay in Madrid. I went there for a sort of life-changing experience. I got a job that was quite promising. Unfortunately, it wasn't, after all. And I was recording this podcast where I could express myself, you know, talk about Madrid, talk about my emotions, talk about things that I think about and things that I think are important for mainly for myself. And I've never thought about, you know, doing it for audience, but I was still publishing it. So I'm not sure if it was enjoyable for people, but I was getting a bit of downloads, not much, about I think 70 downloads per episode, and I wasn't doing any marketing on that. So considering that statistics were growing, I think people liked it, but they never responded. Some of them did, but it was very small feedback. So what I was thinking, since I really was happy about stuff I was doing, and I sort of missed this, you know, this adventure of going to a different country and experiencing those new things that tend to be hard and difficult and painful, because there is this sense of loneliness. I left all my friends and I went on the open water. So you know, you see why it was important for me, this whole project. And since I'm hitting the anniversary, I thought I will niche and mash the material from this podcast. I'll try to take the most interesting bits, and I'll try to mash it up into something more interesting. And I finally got my portable recorder, not on the iPhone, but that's a Zoom H2, the one I was using back then, and I have finally the wind filter on it, so I can use it. And I think I'll record something from the streets of Dublin. And when I'm gonna get back home, I will make an episode with old material and mix it with new one. I'll try to explain what I was doing back then. So I think I will start record today and publish it tomorrow on my blog page. It's alltheway.posterous.com. I hope you're gonna enjoy it. I know I'm gonna enjoy it a lot. I have been listening a little bit about those recordings since then, but every time I'm opening those files, it's like a completely new experience. I can hear more from the background. I can hear more in my voice. I was less exercised back then. It still needs improvements, but anyway, it's a really, really lovely day. I hope you're experiencing the same today.